USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was speaking at the Pentagon when he once again reiterated that border security is key to keeping America safe.
A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen. And that is why our homeland security professionals have asked Congress for a steel barrier between the ports of entry to fund more agents.
More Americans are feeling the strain as the partial government shutdown continues in day 27. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News why he introduced the Shutdown Prevention Act.
If Congress has not passed their appropriation bills on time and the government's going to shut down, the money keeps being spent, but at 1% cut across the board everything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Questions remain about a $50,000 reward being paid out, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There are some questions about who should get the $50,000 in reward money in the case of a kidnapped Wisconsin teenager. Jamie Kloss escaped her captor last week after she'd been held for about 90 days in captivity. Police say Jake Patterson kidnapped the 13-year-old after he murdered her parents in their home. Now, the family who took Jamie in immediately after her escape say they don't want the money. They say Jamie herself should be getting it because, in their words, she got herself out.
You may be noticing a larger amount of robocalls in recent weeks. That's because the National Do Not Call Registry website is just one of the many areas feeling the impact of the partial government shutdown. The website says it will be offline until the government is funded again. You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Second Lady Karen Pence decided to resume her teaching career at a Christian school outside of Washington, D.C. Ms. Pence was hired to teach art at a school that some critics say is homophobic because it asks students to not participate in or support or condone sexual immorality, homosexual activity, or bisexual activity, to which Republican Congressman Ben Sasse tells Fox News some people just need to get a life.
I can't understand why these people don't have more to do. Karen Pence is a lovely woman, and she's trying to help and serve kids, and she's doing it at a Christian school, and she doesn't need a job. She's doing this to love her neighbor. She's doing this to help kids learn about art, and people have decided to attack her because it's a Christian school. This is a fundamentally un-American way to think, and I think that, you know, everybody should be saying to Mrs. Pence, hey, thanks for trying to go and serve people and help kids learn about art. The fact that she chooses to do it at a Christian school is every bit her right.
Two people are dead, including the gunman, and a third person was injured at an Alabama IHOP. Huntsville Police Lieutenant Michael Johnson says it was a dispute between an employee and a customer that led to the shooting.
The customer, this started with the customer that came in for service to dine here and was upset about something, walked out, back out to the parking lot, retrieved a handgun, and came back inside the business and began shooting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.